Okay, so I feel like we need to amp up on the hacks on this podcast. Like, you guys need the scoop. You need to know more than every other podcast gives you. And today I thought I'd do a bonus episode on something that I got asked about the other day because I shared an Instagram slide about something and people were like, oh, what'd you just say? Did you do a typo? And I'm like, no, that's not a typo. It's a legit hack. And that is using your eye cream or your eye serum on your smile lines. We are actually going to do a whole episode on more hacks that we've got, and I can go into this one in that one as well, or not do it or whatever. But the point is that I wanted to speak about it more today because there's actually a lot that we can go into today about this, and you can start doing it and then you can tell me what you think of it. I did some research a while ago and I learned that eye skincare products are basically designed to plump out the lines and seal in moisture under and around our eye area. And the interesting thing here is that smile lines are basically in need of the same thing. I guess then the only question was, would an eye cream work in the same way around the smile lines as it would underneath your eyes? And interestingly, it actually does. Because eye products are basically formulated to prevent and combat the signs of aging and to help you age gracefully, in other words. And the skin under our eyes is really thin. It's one of the hardest areas to target, which is generally why eye products like eye serums, you know, eye creams are some of the more expensive products in the whole skincare category. And also because the skin under our eyes and, you know, around our eyes is really sensitive. So generally speaking, if something goes wrong and it's around that area, it's a really sensitive area. Your skin will become sensitized. You'll go red and it will just go the wrong way. So these products need to be formulated really well to A, target what it is, you know, saying that it's going to target, and B, be safe enough to actually use on that area. And so that's why eye creams and eye serums are formulated with like really moist, nutrient-dense ingredients because they help to assist in elastin and collagen production to combat wrinkles and, you know, do what it was saying that it was going to do for the under eye area. So for about a year, I applied my eye cream to my smile line area as well. And basically what I noticed is that it made the area seem a lot smoother. It became a lot more supple in texture. The line was, you know, a bit more mellowed out. It wasn't as obvious as it was when I had initially started this whole experiment. And sure, my lines aren't completely gone because you do need injectables to be able to get that. And that's a whole other, you know, podcast in itself. But they have definitely decreased in size and they look a lot better than they did when I initially started this experiment. So if you are wanting to give this whole, you know, aging disgracefully or gracefully technique a go, basically what you need to do is take a pea-sized amount of your eye cream and apply it to your ring finger, press the two together, kind of, you know, smoosh it out a tiny little bit, and then dab it into your smile line area. You can also use the excess of the product that you initially applied under your eye if you wanted to, but you can also apply a bit more. But I know eye creams are expensive, so use whatever suits your budget. And that's basically it. Let me know what you think of that technique. I'd love to hear how you go with it. There's some great eye creams that would help with this. So if you do want some tips on what eye creams to use, let me know and I can do that in the episode we do the hacks. Otherwise, guys, that's it from me. Hope you have a great weekend. If you eat any interesting food or have any great places that you go to that you want to recommend to me, slide into my DMs and just let me know. I'm sadly not going to be in Melbourne this weekend, even though I wish I could go back. Melbourne is a vibe. I'm obsessed with Melbourne. I had the best time there. Anyways, that is actually a podcast. I could sit here and talk to you about Melbourne like nonstop. Anyways, I'm going to actually shut up now because I've got to go. Have a great week. I cannot wait to talk to you soon. And that's all from me. Bye.